Kingdom Keepers by Ridley Pearson. This book is dedicated to anyone and everyone who ever wondered what happens when the gates are closed and the lights go out. Acknowledgements. To whoever invented holograms, thanks for the ride. Without people who make books come true, like Al Zuckerman and Amy Birkauer at Writer's House, and Wendy Lefcon, my editor at Disney Editions, projects like this would never happen. Thanks to you all. Thanks also to Laurel and David, who read this far too many times, red pens in hand, and to Christopher Keynes for his keen eye and great suggestions. And thanks to Jason Searle, a Disney Imagineer who has the keys to the kingdom. He toured me through an empty Magic Kingdom on more than one occasion and helped to make magic out of reality. Jason repeatedly served up the history of and little-known facts about the park, though he probably denied in order to keep his job. Thanks, too, to Wayne and Christina, and a dozen more who shall remain nameless, who live this fiction. Wayne works behind the scenes at Splash Mountain, and the lovely Christina at Space Mountain. They provided mountains of help. Special thanks to Paige, Story, and Sophie, through whose eyes I've seen the Magic Kingdom so many times now, and who got me wondering what it must be like at night after everyone's departed. Or almost everyone. And thanks to Dave, who teased me relentlessly for my study of the trash evacuation system during one of our secret tours of the tunnels. This is for you. There really is method to this madness. Or sort of. Ridley Pearson, February 28, 2005, St. Louis, Missouri. 1. He found himself standing next to the flagpole in Town Square, in the heart of the Magic Kingdom. In his pajamas. How he'd gotten here, he had no idea. His last memory was climbing into bed, and felt like only minutes earlier. Gripped by a sense of